Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Holler, and you are listening to The Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. In just a moment, Anton St. Martin on Divine Living will be joining us, which I'm really excited about. And tonight, before we get started, it's the girls. We have the girls tonight, and we have Rez as our guest host tonight. We haven't had you on in a long time. And first of all, Brenda, I know you're there too, but Rez, hello, you're our guest host. I'd like to say hi.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you with us tonight. I really am just happy about that.
I'm happy about it too. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing Anton as a guest, and he's written such a wonderful book, and he's such a cool person.
Yeah, he is. Well, Rez, can you tell everybody who you are? What do you do?
Yeah. You can call me Rez, like, you know, Maureen does, but I'm Rez Miranda on PsychicAccess.com, and I give readings about anything and everything, really. If it's not working for you, or if you want to find out what does, whether it's relationship, job, finances, whatever, we'll take a look at it, maybe even fix it, because I don't just read tarot cards, which is a big deal. I don't mean to minimize that, but I'm a numerologist and a law of attraction coach, too. So, you know, we can look at it from all angles and figure out what you need to do with your wonderful self.
Yes, and Rez is a very good reader, I might add. I think so. And hi, Brenda.
Greetings.
I love when you do that. You roll that thing so well. And how are you?
I'm doing good.
Is it warm?
I'm doing real good.
It's warm out, huh?
Well, where I live, it's like living on the sun, okay? But that's okay. I stay inside like a mole, like a vampire.
Yeah, but maybe you're closest to the moon, the full moon last night, maybe, too. So that's
still the full moon, too. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Well, Brenda, who are you? What do you do? I know who you are.
Myself. No, I work with you lovely ladies, and it's girls' night tonight. Yay! At PsychicAccess.com, and I'm a predictive psychic. I'm kind of a traditionalist. I'm a crystal ball reader and tarot reader, and I specialize in dates, times, and places.
Yes, and I might add again, she's quite good, everybody, because...
Thank you.
Well, I have heard, and predictive psychic, like I said, I just love the way you... I mean, that's who you are, and everybody has to... people have mentioned to me you were very good at predicting the time frames very well, which, by the way, I am also I utilize the tarot. Actually I'm very well versed in the tarot, and I work at psychicaccess.com with the rest of the girls here tonight, and I love my work, and I use the tarot mainly, but I kind of go off of it. But I do feel that tarot is a symbolic record of human experience. It all kind of, all the sciences kind of blend in together. We've talked about that in other shows, but there you have it. So, okay, here, I'm getting started. I'm really excited about Anton St. Martin is an international psychic medium, intuitive consultant, destiny coach, and author of Divine Living, The Essential Guide to Your True Destiny. It's a practical spirituality bestseller right now, said to be the awakening seeker's alternative to the well-known book, Motorcycles, The Secret. He is also a sought-after inspirational speaker, metaphysical teacher, and radio personality with a special interest in new thought and spirituality, parapsychology, paranormal research, mediumship, and psychic phenomena. And he is phenomena. So, hello, Anton, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Maureen.
Yay!
Can you hear me cool?
You sound fantastic. Anton, you sound fantastic.
When you had those motorcycles in the background, I thought for a moment you might be doing dishes or something, because it sounded like you were running water or something in your kitchen.
No, you know what? I live down at the beach. You know these people in their Harleys? And I'm right when I'm introducing, I mean, if I close it, I'm sorry. Anton, that was for you. It was a sign. It's like, get a Harley.
So, yeah, Anton. Well, it was a very sensible sign, because thank goodness Doug is here as well, because I seem to be the only thorn among the roses tonight.
Oh, you mean male? You mean as in man?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. We're going to have our way with you, too. Well, you know.
We've been planning this for a long time. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and we have Rez tonight too, which is everything so nice. We like the boys.
Yes, it is nice. It's almost like a little reunion.
Yeah, it is kind of, yes, because a long time ago, Rez, yes, right. Well, awesome. Anton, Anton, and I, we could go on, which we have for 4 hours. But Anton, do you want to, well, you know, you have the great book out, but is there anything you want to speak about before we get into the whole?
Yes, I think we should just quickly talk about the contest that we're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That we can get that out of the way, and then we can chat. We're running a contest, myself and Psychic Bloggers and Psychic Access Talk Radio all together, one big happy family tonight, and we're running a contest. We're giving away 2 copies of Divine Living. So anybody who's very interested and keen to read the book, please enter the contest. It's very simple to enter. All you need to do is you need to go to psychicbloggers.com, which is the official blog site for the Psychic Access staff or team. And you have to go to today's blog post, because there's a new blog post every single day. And today's blog post is all about my book and about tonight's show. So you need to go there. And you need to navigate or scroll down to the bottom of the post, and you need to leave a comment in order to enter the contest. So it can be any kind of comment. Obviously, we hopefully want a positive comment. we're not going to pick somebody with a negative comment. So it has to be something nice, and it could be anything. You can say why you like Psychic Bloggers, because I'm sure some of the listeners read Psychic Bloggers on an everyday basis, because we have a lot of traffic there. So you can say why you like Psychic Bloggers, or you know, anything about the site or about the blogs or about Psychic Access, what you like about Psychic Access. Or you can say something about tonight's show, something interesting that you learned from the show, or your opinion on it. Or you can maybe say something about Psychic Access Talk Radio. Whatever you feel the need to express and share with us, that would be great. So just go to the bottom of the blog post, enter your comment there. And just note that your comment won't show up immediately, because they are all moderated, because obviously, you know, there's a lot of spam and stuff like that. So they must first be moderated before they will show up. And that can take up to 24 hours. So don't panic if you don't see your comment show up immediately. Now, we're only accepting 1 comment or 1 entry per person. So please don't add more than 1, because we're just going to discard them. We're just going to delete them. But the competition is open to everyone. So you don't have to be here tonight listening to the show live to be able to enter. Anybody can enter, but only once. So please share with your friends, your family. And the contest is open for the next week. So they have a lot of time over the weekend or whatever to do this. It's open for the whole week until next week, Wednesday. So we're closing the contest on Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Daylight Time. So next week, Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the contest is closed. We will not accept any other comments that come in after that time and date. And then we will announce the winners on Thursday. The winners will be announced on Thursday on Psychic Bloggers. And Maureen, you agreed to also announce it for us on your show on Psychic Access Talk Radio that evening.
Okay.
So we will announce the winners, and yes, and we will ship your books to you with immediate effect, and that's the contest.
That's fantastic. So so anybody that is affiliated with PsychicAccess.com or you, we cannot enter. I'm joking. Okay.
No, you know what? I don't think that's really a problem. I'm sure, you know, Doug wouldn't mind if some of the readers or psychics working at Psychic Access and so on. I think it's open to anyone. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't choose the winners, all right? I just want everybody to know. The management team at Psychic Access will do this. So it's out of my hands. They will decide which two comments they like the most. And those people will be notified by email. So please remember to enter your email with your comment. Otherwise, we can't reach you.
That's fantastic. That. I think that's so great. You're doing that.
It's a little bit of fun.
Yes, it is. A lot of fun.
I was really kind of hoping Anton would read it to us personally. Celsius and everything.
That'd be nice.
As in an audiobook? Well, I am going to do some... I don't know if I'm going to do an audiobook because I'll have to do an abridged version because the book is quite hefty, you know.
It's
almost
long.
400 pages. So it'll
well,
take
speaking
you
of the book.
you know, it'll take me forever to record it, but because it's like a little Bible, actually. But I'm planning to do like a meditation, guided meditation CD with all the exercises in the book. That
good
people can
idea.
Use with the book, that they can, you know, to do their exercises, to connect with the divine self and things like that, all the meditation stuff, and developing your intuition and so on. So that's still coming. It will probably be here in about October.
That's great. That's a great idea, Anton. That's a really great idea. Well, you know, speaking of your book is titled, the title is Divine Living. Well, actually, it's Divine Living. I know there's a little bit more longer, but it's... Divine Living.
Oh, yeah, Divine Living, the Essential Guide to Your True Destiny.
Right. So what exactly is a divine life?
Simply put, a divine life is heaven on earth. It's a truly awakened and abundant existence. It's to have heaven on earth. And it's not a special life that's reserved only for some special people. Maybe because they like religiously, they're more religious than you, or they're more spiritually evolved than you, or they're more holy or more deserving in some way. It's something that's available and open and accessible to absolutely every single breathing person on the planet, because it's your sacred birthright. It's absolutely right. Your sacred birthright. You were born with that right to have a divine life. We did not come into this world to suffer and to endure agony and all kinds of torment, you know, physical and psychological torment. And most of all, our lives are not meaningless or random. You did not incarnate into this time-space reality to have this disadvantaged existence that is riddled with all kinds of emotional pain and loneliness and depression and disease and hardship. That's not what we came here for. Not at all.
But oh, shucks. I wish no, you know,
you're wrong.
Well, Anton, the divine disconnect, I wanted to, that's one of the key themes in your book. Can you explain this to people or that we enter this state of being in our childhood? So what is this disconnection and why does it happen?
Yes, well, the divine disconnect is the very reason why many of us we never get around to claiming our divine life, this sacred birthright that we have, because we've forgotten who we really are. We forget, we lose touch with our spiritual roots. We forget our true origins because we are spiritual beings having a physical human experience, not the other way around. Some people think that we're human physical beings and we're trying to become more spiritual. No, we are spiritual beings and we're here for this fun human life experience. But there is this thing that happens that we become disconnected from our spiritual origins. So I call it the reality coma, or it's a form of spiritual amnesia. And most of us seem to enter this state of divine disconnect somewhere up to the around the age of 7 to 9 years old, like the first 7 to 9 years of our life, we gradually begin to be separated or disconnected from our divine origins. Now, of course, everybody's story is unique. You know, I'm not generalizing, but this is what happens with most people. There is a reason why that happens. It's not an accident, or it's not because of something bad that humanity did that we somehow being punished or anything like that. I believe that we enter the state of divine disconnect because we need a period of time. It's sort of like we're taking a break from our true mission, because we're all born with a spiritual mission, with a life plan. But we are given some grace. It's almost like a gap year after you finish school, before you go to college. You take a gap year. It's a break that you get from your mission to first adapt to life on earth. Because remember, we arrive here as these spiritual beings and we have to readjust, because we're in a different state now, different plane of existence. So we need to figure out how the world works, how reality works, because suddenly we've lost all our superpowers. You know, suddenly we're like Clark Kent, and that we can't be Superman anymore because we're on Earth now. So now we have to be Clark Kent, and we give up most of our superpowers. Not all of it, but most of it. Or we're like Harry Potter that's not at school, because in Harry Potter, you know, when they go on holiday back home during the holiday break at school, they're not allowed to do magic. We're still wizards, but they're not allowed to do magic. So we enter this period as a period of data collection. I call it the data gathering, because we need to learn how to survive in this physical reality, how to make our way in the world. We need to learn that, you know what, I can't fly anymore, for instance, so I can't jump off a cliff. I can't eat that stuff because it's going to probably kill my human body, things like that. So we need to learn how to survive. And we also had to gather skills and information and knowledge for our true life calling, so that when we have our spiritual awakening later in life, we are skilled and experienced enough to take on our true life calling and also to fulfill our soul purpose in this lifetime. So yes, that is there's a reason why this happens. But now what's very interesting, what we've seen in recent years, is with the so-called new children. Some people call it the indigo children, so on. But basically, the new children, many of them do not go into this extreme disconnection. They do lose, they do have a level of disconnection, but it's not as extreme as it is for many of the people from our generation. And it is just because, you know, the world is changing. We all know that there's a spiritual shift or a shift taking place in the world. And many of these children remember more and for longer. So you will find children saying to their parents, "I'm so glad that I chose you as my parents." Or, "You know what, mommy, in a previous life I did this and this, and I was married to those so-and-so, and I you know, I had children and whatever. Or in my previous life, you were my sister, not my mother," and things like that. So children seem to be remembering more and keeping those memories for longer. But unfortunately, the majority of us have this divine disconnect. It is intentional, but we are supposed to wake up from it so that we can fulfill our ultimate mission.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I'm following you absolutely. As you know, I agree. All of your views, I concur. I concur. And you know, Anton, what about, can you explain, which is, I think, is a really good thing you bring up, life plan, born with a life plan. Is this the same as our destiny or our free will, or just, can you explain what it is? Because, you know, I know just
But before we do that, can we just quickly talk about the whole spiritual awakening thing? Because
We're
living in the lurch now, because we say they all go into divine disconnect, but we're not telling them how they're going to wake up. Not that I'm
okay.
Saying.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I think that's important. Very important.
Really leave people in the lurch. Yeah.
Sorry.
So that's no problem. So the point is, you know, we do have a life plan, and we're going to talk about it just now. And built in into our life plan is a moment of spiritual awakening. We plan this before we come. You know, you plan some sort of chain of events or some sort of random event or something that will happen and which will lead to your spiritual awakening at some point. And I believe this is the case because if you look at all the major religions in the world, all the major prophets and teachers that founded all the major religions, they all had a spiritual awakening in the second half of their life. It was that way for Abraham, Moses, Muhammad, Confucius, Buddha, Jesus, you name them. All of them went through a spiritual awakening at some point in their adult life, and it's usually towards the second half of your life. Some as old as, it's usually around from the age of 30. I mean, Abraham was 70. Jesus was 30. Buddha was about, I think he was 29, 30 years old. Muhammad was 40. They all had the spiritual awakening. So it seems to be a pattern. And it seems to be happen that way for a lot of people. But now what we find, especially the past 100 years, what we find is a lot of people don't wake up. They never wake up. They stay in this coma. They stay in this amnesia. They forgot, and they can't shake it off. And the moment of their supposed spiritual awakening comes, but they miss it. They miss the train. They miss the boat. They miss the ferry. And that some are fortunate because it was planned that way, that, I don't know, maybe we suspect before we come that we're going to make a mess of it. So we build in this sort of fail-safe mechanism that, you know what, if I don't get it first time, first send me a pebble, then a stone, eventually send me a ton of bricks, but just wake me up. So some people have these extreme existential crises that they go through, major traumatic life events, intense stress, major illness, near-death experiences, major trauma, stuff that people go through that, you know, a good example would be somebody like Eckhart Tolle, the author.
Yes.
He had a very intense existential crisis. He almost ended in suicide. He suffered from a suicidal depression for many years, and he went through this long-drawn dark night of the soul, like many of us do as well, that work in our field. And he eventually woke up from that, and now he's doing the most incredible spiritual work, and he's guiding so many other people to their spiritual awakening. So, unfortunately, some people don't wake up, and that's why we need to spread the message, because I'm a firm believer that all you need to wake up, all you need to get another person to wake up sometimes is just to remind them. As simple as that. Not, you don't have to come with a whole belief system or bash them over the head with some sort of religious text or something. All you need to do is just remind them of where they come from. And if it's the right time, they'll get it. They just snap out of it. Sometimes people take a while. That you have to feed them information over a long period, and it begins to sink in, and it begins to sink in, and then one day it all just clicks together. Because what is very sad, Maureen, is that there are people that never really, that wake up when it's too late. Because we will all wake up, that we know. We will all wake up eventually. But for some people, sadly, it only happens at the time of the death.
Right before they die.
Hours or a few days before they cross over,
right,
they suddenly have this realization. And then you look back on your life, and you've been here for what, 50, 60, 70 years, like 80, 90 years. You look back on your life, and you suddenly realize, you know what, I never accomplished my life plan. I didn't do half that I was planning to do when I came here. I never fulfilled my soul purpose. I never achieved my life calling. I'm not taking anything of meaningful with me to add to the Akashic record. I'm not leaving anything meaningful behind. There's no legacy. My life was just this material existence about money and survival and all this stuff that really doesn't mean that much at the end of it all. And that's why it's so important that everybody should have their spiritual awakening at a point in time that it was planned to happen at.
Yes, I agree. And that it makes me sad hearing as you speak about that. It's so true. And people, yes, and there's fear of being spiritually awoken. And it's great you bring up, Anton, how you said you just need to bring it out in the open to people now, and just, you know, kind of touch on it. You don't have to throw bricks at people. I think that's really nice. You put it very nicely that way. You know,
and it's also the right people bump into you at the right times. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of synchronicity. Our divine self is constantly pushing us towards waking up. I mean, all of you that have had a spiritual awakening will be able to relate to this. There were all these signs and synchronicities along the way, and all these things that happened to you, and the right people that talked to you at the right time, and you saw the right thing on TV, and then you saw this book, or, you know, things adding up. So it's just a question of being more aware of what's happening in your life, not living in this daze that some people live in, and, you know, on the highway to work and back, not thinking that, you know what, there must be more to life than all this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, know? Absolutely. But that's what you are here for, to get out in your book and people to read this book, because, I have not read the whole book, but I've been listening to your show. As you know, I listen to you all the time, and I feel what you're bringing up is something that's very important that all of us share, that all of us long for it, and if we're not completely aware of it yet, the fact that you're putting it in our face, it's very good.
Well, you see, that is why I wrote the book. It's partly there to help people with their spiritual awakening, or to guide them towards it. And the other reason was, a lot of people have had their spiritual awakening in recent years. And I'm sure you found this with your clients as well. I find it with my clients and students all the time. They've had this huge, phenomenal spiritual awakening. And for some people, it's like really profound. I mean, you know, we're hearing bells ringing and we are seeing lights flashing, and this is like a big, major thing that's just happened. And they're walking on the clouds and they're spiritually awake and they all snaps together. And then what?
Yeah.
Then where do I go with this spiritual awareness that I now have? What do I do with it? What do I believe? Do I join a religion? Do I start burning incense? What do I do? You know, where do I go?
That's true.
That's why I wrote this book, because I wanted to give people practical tools that they can use. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm giving them everything they need, because I don't think we'll ever have everything. There is so much out there. You know, it's a journey. It's an exploration the whole time. But this is a good Divine Living. The book is a good starting point for somebody that's all new to all of this, because it gives you sort of a basic framework that you can understand what it's all about and where to start. And there are lots of practical exercises and tips and tools and guidelines to get you on your way. And that was the whole idea, because I just wanted to have something that I can put into a client's hands and say, you know, I cannot spend all that time with you on the phone every day, but here's a book. You know, go on with a book and phone me when you don't know what to do next, you know, that kind of thing. So that was the original plan with the book.
That's a great objective, the reason why you wrote that. The reason why, that's absolutely, that's smart. And it's easy to understand as well, and it's not intimidating.
Well, that is my whole objective, because you will see in the book as well as when you read it, I'm very very intensely serious about the fact that diversity is extremely important. There's this notion that if you're spiritual, or if you're a new ager, or if you're a religious person, whatever religion, then you have to be like all the others. So we all have to wear, let me say something very generic. We all have to wear a rabbit's foot around our neck, and we all have to wear a certain color, you know. Otherwise, you're not spiritual enough like me, because the way that's we right. think and feel and act the right way. And that's wrong. Diversity is our future, not coercion and conformity. Conformity is a form of death. Life is about expansion, diversity, growth. It's about thinking outside the box, being different from everybody else, doing your own thing on one condition, that you do not harm anybody else in the process. Because a divine life is about living in harmony with yourself, other people, the planet, and the whole universe, and all the universal laws. You live in harmony with everything and everyone. So go for it. You can do whatever you like. If your spiritual practice is to stand on your head and whistle twinkle twinkle little star, then by all means do your spiritual practice if it works for you.
Backwards.
By your little res voice resume. Back. That's good. Oh, that's great, Anton. Well, now can I ask you this about being the born? We all. Well, what the thing about being born with a life plan?
Right. In my experience, and from my belief point of view, and I'm not saying everybody has to agree with me, but this is the only way that the universe makes sense to me. And I've seen this with all my clients as well. You see where this comes from. Okay, let me first of all say, I believe that we design our own life plan before we come. Because there are people that believe that, you know what, our life was planned for us, or our life is not planned at all. It's just one random accident after the other. I cannot agree with either one of those points of view because of the work that we do. And Maureen, I'm sure you and Res Miranda and Brenda will be able to relate to this. Have you not found with your clients that there are some things that happen to them in their lives, usually very major events in their life, and it's usually things that are totally beyond their control? It's like it comes from nowhere, like a bolt of lightning. Something happens, something major happens in your life that changes almost the course or direction of your life or has a profound influence on your life. And I find in readings, I often don't see those things for people. It's almost like we're not supposed to know beforehand, because if you know, it's going to mess everything up. It has to happen to you. There are certain things that happen that have to happen to you, and you're not supposed to prevent it. You're not supposed to have control over it. And those are the things that we know as predetermination or destiny. But then, at the same time, the majority of the things that happen in people's lives is stuff that they can prevent. It is things that they create for themselves. They make certain choices and decisions, and then they steer their life in a certain course and direction. We all know about the law of attraction, things like that, that we are able to create, attract, and manifest certain things in our lives, and that we create our own reality. So how do these two things, I mean, it's an age-old question. Mm-hmm. Is it destiny or is it free will? Is it my free will choices and decisions? Do I create my reality, or is my reality pre-created? And the only logical conclusion that I came to through a lot of meditation is that we come here with a predetermined life plan that we plan for ourselves. So you do plan certain highlights in your life, like little milestones or like little obstacles or challenges before you come. Because you see, the earth is our playground. It's one of the planes or dimensions where we come to play. And we create this almost like an obstacle course or an adventure trail for ourselves before we come. But then when we come, of course, we forget all about that. Because, I mean, it's like hiding your own Easter eggs. Why would you want to do that? You know
it wouldn't be fun. Yes, exactly. It wouldn't be fun. It wouldn't be adventurous. It wouldn't be a playground anymore. Exactly.
Then you come here and you forget where you put them. And then you start this journey. But those things that are predetermined, that's part of your life plan, is only about, let's say, 10% of your life.
And Anton, before I want to get more into this, because we're going to take a commercial from psychicaccess.com, and we'll be right back. Okay. Thanks, Anton.
A new era in psychic services has begun. Psychicaccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
Okay, we're back, and we're talking to Anton St. Martin about his wonderful new book out, and also we are going to be talking more about Born with a Life Plan, which I myself am with Anton with that idea. You know, some of us think we're just coming thrown into this world, and we have a destiny thing going on. But oh yeah, there you are, Anton.
Okay.
There you are. Did we lose you there?
No, I could hear you guys talk, but you couldn't hear me, so I'm not sure what was going on.
because that was the life plan part of it.
Yes, you see, it's one of those predestined things.
That's right. So now I wanted to do get the commercial so we could get not. I didn't want to cut it off in between what you're going to talk about. So
oh, no problem.
So can we continue on about because you know what you were talking about?
Yes. So as I was saying, you know, about let's say, you know, I'm just taking a random number, but let's say about 10% of your life is predestined. It's part of your obstacle course that you planned for yourself. And you are going on this journey and you're having the ride of your life. And now remember, it's not just all fun and games. Sometimes we go through bad stuff. Bad things happen to good people. But we have to, because we need the contrast. We need the contrasting experiences, because if you've never really been sad, you wouldn't know what it feels like to be happy. Mm-hmm. If you've never been hungry, you're not going to appreciate a good plate of food. If you've never had a very, very cold winter, you're never going to appreciate a warm, sunny day. So we do need some of the contrast, but now not a lot of drama and suffering and hardship all of your life. Because then you're doing something wrong. But if we all have bad times, and it's part of the plan, because those are the challenges and stuff that we set up ourselves so that we appreciate things more, and it just adds to the thrill, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like getting on a roller coaster, you know? You have to go through those terrible dives or dips that you go through that makes your stomach turn sometimes, because that's part of the fun. So, okay, so a part of your life is predetermined, but the rest is up to you. It's your free will. And that's what makes it so exciting, because you sort of have this trail planned and you have to somehow find your way, you know, through this. And you do that by using your inner guidance, which we'll talk about just now. But you have to make choices and decisions to move forward with this. And that is very, very important, you know, to remember, because sometimes people have this feeling that, you know, their life is beyond their control, and why are all these bad things happening to me? And they go into this victim mode and they feel like they're somehow being punished or cursed or whatever, and it's not the case. All you need to do is take back your power. Just step back into your own divinity. You are a divine being. You are a divine inspired being. You are a spark of the original consciousness, the mind of God, the source of all that is. And that source is a source of well-being. It's not a source of suffering and hardship. Most of the suffering that happens on Earth is man-made. A lot of the bad stuff that we go through is stuff that is man-made. It's not divine inspired, definitely not. And you don't have to put up with all that stuff all the time. Some of it is necessary, but you will always get through to the other side. Don't worry, you'll always resurface, bounce back, because you're a divine being. And you have metaphysical power, because you're a spiritual being. You like Clark Kent or Harry Potter, you might not be able to levitate and do all kinds of wonderful things that you might do in a different plane of existence, but you still have metaphysical power to create your own reality, to manifest certain things, and to have a truly divine life.
You know, Anton, Brenda just informed me there's a question from in the chat, and I thought if it's okay, because sure. We're kind of on the same subject pretty much, if you wouldn't mind answering this question. Brenda, could you let him know what this question is?
Okay, Celine had asked what your thoughts were and what your beliefs were about the Akashic Records, and she said it would seem that a certain amount of predestination exists, and that was her question. She wanted to know, you know, if that's where some of your sources were.
Yes, definitely. All this stuff comes from there. You know, we know this. I mean, it's my belief even that I wouldn't say maybe I shouldn't say all music. I don't know. I don't want to offend someone. But I believe most music, art, the sciences, all this stuff that makes this such an amazing playground comes from the Akashic Record. It comes from the divine and from the Akashic Record. My take on the Akashic Record, I firmly believe in it because I do Akashic Record readings. I know it exists because I use it every day. It is definitely there. What it is exactly, I can't tell you because I'm just a feeble human being, and as we all are. We will never understand all the mysteries of the universe in depth.
Feeble.
But we have feeble. a fair... we have a fair idea of what it
yes,
is.
Yes, but okay? It exists in the superconsciousness and you can tap into it.
Yes, we know that, you know. So, basically how I see it is that, you know, every experience that we have on this planet is recorded, and every insight and wisdom and new knowledge that we, spiritual knowledge, spiritual growth, spiritual expansion that happens here is recorded in the Akashic record for all time, which is, maybe we should just tell people what it is. The Akashic record is basically like the big cosmic library. I don't think it's a thing out there somewhere. I think it's around us. It's almost like we're drifting in it. It's an ocean of, it's like a field or a matrix or something like that. It's like an ocean of energy or data, what do you call this? So, it definitely exists, and you know, I believe that a lot of the things that people write about, speak about, teach about, I mean, that's where people channel from, that kind of thing. It's not the only source, but it is sort of one of the main sources, I would say. So yes, I do believe that it exists, and that a lot of the stuff in my book was inspired from there.
Oh, sorry, I took myself off.
I could maybe just add that one of the major inspirations that I use in my work is dreams, and this book was specifically triggered. The basic underlying concept of all these things that I've been talking about, life purpose, soul purpose, things, all of that comes from one big original dream that I had that I describe in the book that was a very profound experience for me, because I've been doing dream journaling since I was a teenager. So I have a lot of psychic or prophetic dreams, but this was a very interesting dream because it was numinous, which means there was another presence, like a godly, divine kind of presence, a very higher presence, a higher spiritual presence. It was a very, very interesting dream. Very weird, but very interesting dream. So, and I didn't understand what it meant at the time. And when I started doing research, because there was a specific name of a goddess that I was given, and I started researching this. And as I started researching, I started finding the right stuff. It was just the one thing led to the other, you know, like it's just all clicked together, and suddenly the whole concept just came together. Because for a long time, I wasn't sure exactly in which direction to steer the book. I know what I wanted to do, what I wanted to achieve with it, but I didn't know exactly what the content would be or what the premise would be, you know, the basic structure. And through this dream, I got all of that. It led me to Carl Jung, and you won't believe all the stuff. So it was a very fascinating journey.
No, I believe it. I believe what you're talking about. I know exactly. I can identify in a different manner of speaking exactly what you're. I'm getting where you're coming from with that.
I like the goddess part. The goddess.
Yeah,
part.
I think that's fascinating. That's, hooray for us women! I mean,
I can easily tell you about it.
I have so much I want to ask you. I know, and we're going to get closer to the time, even though we're not there yet. But because I really want to make sure that we cover what we can, is there's so much to cover. But there was something you were talking about on your radio show the other night, the ego, and I know you have other things we want to cover, but I just want you to just know that I want you to cover what you want, really. But I think the ego is a pretty big thing amongst why some of us don't.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
You know.
Okay. Let's talk about the ego quickly.
Okay.
There's this, it's something I address in the book quite a lot, actually, because it's a tricky thing, because there's this notion in the spiritual community in recent years that the human ego is this all evil, bad, dark, new age villain, you know, and you have some spiritual authors and teachers that keep telling people your ego is bad, you need to suppress the ego, you need to down with the ego, we don't want the ego. And it confuses people. I deal with clients every day that are so confused, because they have to survive in the real world, they have to do a job from 9 to 5, but they're not allowed to have an ego, because some spiritual teacher said so. And what's happening here is that there is a problem with the ego, don't get me wrong, because the ego has become all dominant, especially over the past 100 years, and it's mainly because of our sciences. And once again, I'm not an anti-science person. I'm all for science. I love science and technology. But because of our scientific thinking, especially Newtonian science, which is the sort of mainstream paradigm at the moment, like, you know, everything is material. There's no spirit. There's no soul. There's nothing beyond what we can see or measure with some sort of instrument or calculate with some kind of formula. If you can't see it or touch it or calculate or measure it, it doesn't exist. And because of this, the ego has taken on a life of its own. Because originally the ego, this is part of our divine disconnect. When you're a baby, when you're born, you don't have a sense of self. You can watch babies for the first couple of years, actually, well, a couple of months. They don't have a sense of self. They don't realize that they are separate from the rest of the world. They seem to think that they're some sort of pool of existence, like they're connected to everything, which we actually are. Babies are not stupid. They are actually much smarter than us because they're cosmic travelers. They are wise spiritual sages that arrive here, unfortunately, just in a weak little baby body. But that doesn't mean that they're stupid or they don't know where they're actually much smarter than us, much more aware than us. But then they start developing the sense of self. And there's nothing wrong with that because that is divine inspired. Because remember, we are created in the image of the divine, created in the image of God, which means that we have free will. We have a sense of our own existence. There's a sense of I, me, and myself, that I exist. I have self-awareness, self-consciousness. If you imagine for a moment that your body doesn't exist, close your eyes. Your body doesn't exist. You don't have any sensory experiences. You can't hear, smell, taste, hear, do nothing. You're still there.
Yeah.
You're still aware that you're there. And that is because you are a spark. You have a spark of divinity in you. You are a point of consciousness. You are an expression of the divine. And because you're an expression of the divine, you have this self-awareness. So you develop as a child an ego. Like, this is me, this is my identity, and I'm a bit separate from you, Maureen. We are one, we are connected through spirit, through our spiritual origins. But here on Earth, we have our own separate identity. And we have to have a separate identity because if, Maureen, if I, you and I were connected at the hip, how are we going to fulfill our own, each going to fulfill our own unique soul purpose and life calling?
You're right.
How are you going to do your mission? How are you going to run your own obstacle course if you're attached to 10 other people?
Exactly.
So you have to have a separate ego. But like I said, unfortunately, the ego has become all dominant in our society. I mean, look at who we worship nowadays. Look at who are our new gods and our false idols that we worship. Reality TV stars, sports sportsmen, politicians, rich entrepreneurs who made it to the top by stepping on a lot of other people and, you know, wrecking other people's lives. Those are the people that we worship. So it's all about the ego. It's about how I look. It's about finding your meaning for your life in your bank account or on the cover of a magazine. Mm-hmm. And therefore, because the ego has become so dominant in our society and it's all about me, myself, and I and my selfish needs at the cost of everybody else, the spiritual community have been rebelling against this. So the metaphysical thinkers and the teachers and the authors are all saying, down with the ego, which is fair enough. It's like a knee-jerk reaction in the opposite direction. It's like a pendulum swing to the other extreme. But that's a mistake, because if you say to a person, down with the ego, you know, you should suppress your ego, you are actually telling them to deny their own divinity.
Exactly. That makes a lot of sense. It's a contradiction. And so, that's what I like. That's why I wanted to bring this up, because you're right. I've been hearing more and more ego, bad, bad, bad. But we need to have a balance of the ego working along within ourselves for our to be in our divine self, right? Is what I hear you saying. Is that
Exactly. And that is what a divine life is. That is what divine living is. Divine living is about integrating your spiritual metaphysical being with your physical human material being. It's a balance between the spiritual and the material, the metaphysical and the physical. It's a balance, an integration of the left brain, which is your masculine reason, analytical, logical thinking, combined with the right brain, which is the more creative, intuitive, feminine, emotional side. Both those things should be a 50-50 thing. If you can come as close as possible to that golden thread, that middle of the road integration of both sides of your existence, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, etc., then you are in a state of divine living. And that's what my book is about. It's to bring all those things together, because you'll see in the book there are basically five things that you do to create a divine life. You transform your thoughts, your thinking. You evolve your emotions. You increase your intuition. You sharpen your senses. And you manifest your desires. If you do those five things, you have a divine life. And it's not something you do and then you achieve it and then it's done. It's a process. It's a journey. It's an ongoing thing for the rest of your life.
Yes. And you know, I'm talking to Brenda. Well, not talking to her, looking at what she's saying. And she's, you know, we're both in Reza Moran, I'm sure, talking about it. It's like which Brenda said, we need to walk in both worlds in a way. Yes.
Perfect. Because you see, where we make the mistake sometimes is, look, we've got two problems. We've got a part of the world population of humanity that's totally in the reality coma, in the divine disconnect. They're totally unconscious spiritually. They don't realize that they're spiritual beings. They're living this material existence and they're running off to chasing rainbows every day that don't exist. Pots of gold at the bottom of rainbows. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you have all the hyper esoteric metaphysical spiritual people that just want to be spiritual all day long. They want to sit in the lotus position and fast and burn incense and do nothing else. And we did not come here to do either of those things.
Right. I'm glad you bring this up to people. It's very, everybody listening to right now in archives, this so true, Anton, what you're saying. You know, it's one extreme or the other, and it just doesn't work.
The thing is, we need to find balance, because we did not come here to be spiritual beings. We came to this earth plane existence to have a physical human experience. That's what we came for. So there must be material. That is why we have the ability to manifest the things we need to achieve our life calling.
And that I get, you know, I get what you're saying, and I like how most people say the other people, or the that line, we're humans having spirit, whatever it is, and you say it a different way. You know, there's that one way people say. I like how you say we're having a physical experience, not a human.
That is why I say the life plan is two components. It's like Brenna said, you have to walk in two worlds. Exactly. Your life plan consists of two things. Your soul purpose, which is your mission to have soul growth and spiritual expansion while you're here. So you have a spiritual mission, and your soul purpose is everything you hope on taking back with you when you return to where you come from. It's what you hope to contribute to the Akashic record.
Right. So the life plan is what we come in. We do have some plan in order to fulfill, to get to those steps. And take
yes, well, your plan is two components. Is the soul purpose, right. What you want to take with you. It's your spiritual mission. And you also have a material life, earth mission, which is your life calling on the other side of the coin. That's the other world that we have to walk in. You are here to leave behind a legacy. And it can be a lot of things. It doesn't have to be your career. For some people, it's their career. For other people, it's their hobby or their whatever. There's many ways that you can achieve your... I mean, you guys doing this radio show is part of your life calling, because you're making a difference in the world. You're leaving something behind when you go. If you know, I'm doing my life calling right now. If I kick the bucket later tonight, which we hope will not happen so soon, but if I kick the bucket, tomorrow morning, the world will be a little bit better place, hopefully, because I was on the show tonight.
You wrote this book. So, and, you know... Anton, we only have a little less than a minute. Unfortunately, you know how I feel about it. I could go on for a long time with you, which I will in the future. Is there anything that we can? Yes, and you would have made a big difference with your book. Absolutely. Is there anything that we can? You want to say or get out there? You know, within less than a minute. I know.
I think I would like to say two things. The first is, whoever is listening tonight, even if you're going through a very difficult time in your life, or you recently did go through a very difficult time in your life, please just know that it will pass. It has a purpose. Accept that you probably planned it for yourself, if it's something beyond your control, because that gives you your power back. You're a divine being, and you are not a victim of anybody or anything. You are a free-thinking divine being. Take back your power. And just know that you have the right to a truly awakened and abundant divine life. And if there's just one thing, even if you're not a spiritual person at all, if you don't have time to have any sort of spiritual practice, you don't even have time to light that incense stick, there's just one thing that you can try that will make a huge difference. And that is, find some gratitude in your life. Have some appreciation for the good things you already have. Because even in the darkest times that we go through, there's always something to be thankful for. And being thankful is not saying thank you, thank you, thank you all day long, or praying or meditating, whatever. Saying thank you is through the way you live. It's living in a more positive, more hopeful, more inspiring way. That's how you show your gratitude, is thank you that I'm alive and that I'm here and that I can have this soul purpose and this life calling. And even though things might be a bit rough right now, I know it's going to get better. And I know it's going to be that way because I'm going to make it better. Gratitude. Find some gratitude. We all have blessings. We can all do, including myself, with a little bit of more gratitude and thankfulness for the wonderful blessings in our life. And that's all beautiful. I would like to say.
Absolutely beautiful. It's like living the life of the true authentic. That's beautiful, Anton. Very much so. Well, Anton, I have to say goodbye to you. And I don't want to, but
no
I do.
No problem. I'm going to hang around in the chat room. So I said that I told Mike that I would do that.
Fantastic. And Anton, you know, I thank you so much. I love interviewing you. I just want you. And I have so much respect for everything that you do in your book. I'm looking forward to reading it. But everything, your insights are just wonderful. Really are.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you once again for the opportunity. Thank you to Doug and to Brenda and Res Miranda as well that joined us tonight. It was great, and we'll definitely do it again.
Okay, thanks, Anton. Bye, and good night. I'll see you in the chat.
Bye, Anton.
Oh, that's great. Okay, we need to take a short commercial break and Divine Living, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Do you long for a truly awakened and abundant new life? Divine Living, the essential guide to your true destiny, will awaken your higher self and empower you to achieve your soul purpose and true life calling. Divine Living is the definitive new guide to designing an authentic life of happiness and fulfillment. It will inspire you to change your reality and make a real difference in the world. Get your copy of Divine Living today at Amazon.com and DivineLivingBook.com.
Hello, and I'd like to also mention to everybody, for more information or to make contact with Anton, please visit his website at Anton, A-N-T-H-O-N, SaintMartinLily.com. And you can also find that information, his website information, on the guest page at PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. That was a great interview, and like I said, I could talk to Anton, well, I have before, for 4 hours. But I thank you, Anton. I know you can hear me, but thank you. It was nice. So I would like to, I'm going to now take a moment to make a few announcements, and it goes like this. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics here. We will announce the call number later, so be sure to have your pen or pencil ready to mark down the number. Last week's show, unfortunately, Scarce Geometry, is not available on the archives. We apologize. It was out of our control. It wasn't the plan. But if you're unable to catch any of our shows from previous shows, you'll find all the recorded shows on the archive link and at psychicaccess.radio.com. and just click on the Archives tab. And feel free to circulate the Archives link and future show details to your friends and family. You know, I do that a lot when I'm talking even to a client or something. I say, we're talking about something. I go, you know what? We did a show on that. And I've had, I know some, Julie that sometimes is in our chat room, she comes back and says, boy, I was listening to one that we first did 2 years ago that really helped her. It was really nice listening to that. But so it's our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible. So please send that link or share that link with others. Also, be sure to visit psychicbloggers.com, especially now that you all know about this contest we're having too. The site is very good. It's you can learn about everything from paranormal, reincarnation, to the how-tos of psychic development, to divine living. And if you're interested in reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified, and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find more out about them. And they also have videos. You can look at them on their introduction videos and choose from a list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. And I know this to be true because I'm one of them. We're all, three of us girls are too. And many more in the chat room. It is an honor working with Doug. I've known him for a very long time in Psychic Access. And because of his high expectations that he requires of each psychic, it's not that it's just a site of its own. We are all just really well connected over there. That's my view anyway. And that makes all the best for a great site. So all the co-hosts here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com tonight, as well as Bobby and Steve, we do miss you guys, are all we all give personal readings from the site. So be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com if you'd like to get a reading from us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, by the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. So for more details, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. Okay. If you like our show, again, please invite your friends, even some of your friends, to join in our chat room, because we have a great chat room. And we'd love you to come in and listen to the psychic viewpoint there. There's something for everybody in the shows that we do. And so spread the word. Very much appreciate it. And I'm going to be getting ready to... Brenda, we can talk... Brenda. Brenda, hi, Brenda. Hi. I'm sorry, I just had to say something. Yeah, I like that. We're not secretly doing anything. We're just kind of... We know what we're doing. Would everybody like a martini? Okay. Anyway, the call-in number. Are we ready for the call-in number? Oh, I do declare we are. At the end of the show, which is coming up pretty soon, we'll be taking calls. Is 724-444-4851. I bet Brenda got that. Okay. Here comes the bantering stuff. I really like this, and we got Reza with us tonight. The girl bantering. We call it cackling.
I like it.
Oh, there's three of us around the cauldron.
Around the cauldron. Cackling.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, so girls, this is the thing. Besides, I've known Anton, and I'm being very objective with this, but I have not read his book. I have not, and he knows it. I'm honest, but I have been listening to all the interviews, and I've been like his groupie, Anton groupie. I'm an Anton groupie, so I've been listening to a lot of what he's been talking about. And for me, anyway, I really get what he's saying, and it's a lot easier than listening to a lot of some people's. You know, especially about that ego stuff. That's been really tormenting me a little bit. Well, no, I'm supposed to be tormented a little bit, but I wanted to ask you girls. What is your view about, you know, Anton's, what he was, you know, discussing with us tonight and explaining? Either one of you is fine. Jump on it.
Well, you know, it really resonated with me. And the reason is because these are things that we, as, you know, in our work, you know, as we study and we do our work, we know these things, but, you know, we forget it too. We get caught up in all the mundane. It's so easy to roll downhill than to, you know, create, you know, an upward spiral in our lives. And it's just so great to have it all put out in one book. I mean, I admit I haven't bought his book yet, but I did go and I flipped through the pages. No, you can go through the pages and you can read certain parts of it. I did that, and I'm planning to get it for my husband because he has, you know, he's like a lot of people these days who, you know, he's in a place of fear because of the economy, changing from one career to the next because the other career, real estate, is completely gone. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And so they get into, you know, the place of fear and can paralyze a person from, you know,
the spiritual, even real,
the spiritual connection.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it's like you're mired. It's like your feet are in cement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that way. I get myself that way as well. Like you said, we all, you know, even the work we do, absolutely.
Well, it's a daily thing. It's a daily thing. We have to fight sometimes.
Yeah, it's like you put up your dukes to each other. You're organized yourself. But, you know, you're right about that. And it does sound like and I haven't read it either, but from what I get, and I usually don't get the symbols. Well, anyway, it seems like it's, Anton, you can hear me. I know this, you can, because I'm all knowing. But it is, like you said, it's like for people that it's not intimidating. The way he didn't say this, but the way I was getting it from him, it wouldn't be something where you'd read, you know, some people want to get into, and they start reading this stuff that's like all over the place. And it gets them totally whacked out.
That's true. And, you know, if you don't listen, and if you're not listening, then your lessons get harder and harder, and they're like hitting you on the back of the neck going, hello, wake up, you need to make this change, you need to realize this thing, you need to do this, and it just becomes a blaring type thing, you know?
And it can debilitate
you if you don't act.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that your husband has you as his wife.
Like, he listens to me, okay?
Yeah.
Even though everything I tell him happens.
I know, but
don't wait until you read the book.
No, he's, you know, from another person, he'll read the book. I'll say, read it.
Does sound like he talks about tools. And I think that's great what you bring up, Brenda. I like that. I think Anton would agree in there. I haven't been in there, but hey, Anton. Rez and Miranda.
Yeah.
What up with you?
Well, I just, Anton always, you know, we're definitely the Anton fan club here.
Yeah. But
he always, he is worthy. He always gives you so much to think about. And it occurred to me when he was talking about the ego and divine living. I'm so glad he brought that up. I totally agree with you ladies that it's important and it's not intimidating. But when he was talking about that, I'm thinking, you know what? The ego is associated with not just our self-awareness, of course, but our self-awareness, if how we feel about that, it's equal to our self-esteem, if you want to say self-esteem instead of self-awareness.
Yes.
If our ego's beaten down or suffocated in some way, then we're feeling things like fear, intimidation, negative feelings, you know, resentment, anger, whatever. Depression, even, those are all lower vibration feelings and beliefs and experiences. And when you're in that place, it's not possible to resonate with a divine, because anything on a divine level, and I'm talking about the simplest things, like communion with our neighbor, you know, or feeling joy or appreciating what we have around us. Those are things on a divine level. Those two never meet up if you don't allow your ego to flourish and your self-esteem to flourish. And that's why, talking about the law of attraction, so many people are not getting that, because they're being told there's something wrong with you, you're too egotistical, you're too self-centered, you know, you shouldn't think of yourself ever, you know? But that is part of our divine calling, and that's why it's so important that he brought that up, because you can't resonate with that. You can't tune in a radio station, you know, you can't receive the radio signal if you're not tuned to the right station, and that's how it works, the same exact way. Tuning into it like that. You know?
Can you guys hear me okay? I agree with that absolutely as well, because of my own personal hell. but also, you know, I always like I always, what's the thing I say? It goes like this. Oh, the things we think we do not need are the things we need the most, or the insight we need the most, whatever words you want to play upon it. Yeah, and the ego thing, you bring up a good point, because I know for myself, the ego, I mean, it's the depression that comes because of something. And then you're thinking, well, you don't want to be, you know, with me anyway, and or I don't know about you girls, but you women, beautiful women, but how, you know, you do what you do and you do it, but then all of a sudden it's really can be difficult because you don't feel that you're as worthy or you're inadequate because you're thinking someone, you know what I mean? It's not... It's intense.
I do know what you mean. And part of being a sensitive person is being hypersensitive, and that has a bad side too.
Yeah, well, that's true. Brenda, do you want to...
Well, you know, it's kind of like the ego thing is very touchy. I really feel that it is, and I'm glad he explained it the way he did, because there's such thing as false ego.
Yeah,
where people are motivated by such self-gratification that actually they do harm to their own lives and people around them, you know? And that is, I think that's motivated by fear.
Very good
jealousy.
Point. Kind of negative, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting to bring that up. When I produced 1980, back in 1988, I did a little booklet with a audio course, whatever, on tarot. And the one thing I wrote at the insert in the book, I said, how people, they need to reflect about their past experiences and really open up. And I put in there, the first thing you need to do is release from false ego. I use those words. I haven't used, listen.
You know, that's really old school.
I guess it is.
It really is. And that has to do with, is that the which card is that?
No, it wasn't the card. It was the beginning.
It wasn't related to a card itself.
No, but it was a direct reflection of why I was doing it towards the tarot, because you know how I work with the tarot. I just not like I don't see what I've read. I didn't read. I learned. You know, whatever. I go off the cards, like whatever I'm getting. But the first thing is funny. I haven't heard someone bring that up, false ego, and besides myself, it's interesting because I think false ego is what keeps us from moving forward. So and then nowadays, you know, so we fast forward ahead right now, and like Anton was talking about, there's all these things, and even I got confused about it. No ego. You do. It's not. You don't have any ego, and you're gonna be. But it's like you can't force yourself. We all need some, but it has to be healthy, and it has to be a balance, like you're talking about earlier. But then, where do you get it? Well, maybe through reading Anton's book, hopefully. People will understand. Maybe I'm not. They're not understanding what I'm saying. You guys, you girls are, I think. But.
Well, I related it to the tarot because I believe that it's the Fool card.
Oh, yes.
In which that is the release of something like that. And as you had mentioned, and you mentioned on the show a lot, the tarot is a record of human existence.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience.
Yes. And you know, the Fool card is a good card, because I interpreted it was just mine when I did this, was the Fool. I call the Fool the reincarnator. It comes to the world, it doesn't remember, but knows everything, but doesn't remember.
Well, he's the beginning and the end, or she.
Yeah, he's zero, but he comes in, maybe he has so much past life that he has so much insight, but he comes in as not, well, remember, Fool used to be a good thing, but it is, and he doesn't remember. But that's kind of like in a way maybe Anton was talking about, that we all have a life plan. And we may not remember when we're born and come, you know. And I agree with what he says on that one as well. I don't believe in anything. I just know what I know. And I do know what he's talking about makes real good sense to me. I think we all have a plan, like in college, you know. We can go off our plan, go into a different area, but we can kind of come back into it. Or maybe take a better, you know, I don't know.
It's important to get in touch with that plan.
Yes.
However you can, through your astrological chart or,
however,
you know, if you really,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Any way, a reading or any way, if you can't see it yourself, to be enlightened in some way, you know?
Yeah. And I've known you a long time, Rez, and Rez Miranda. I'm sorry, I'm so rude.
Oh,
you can call me Schmo if you want to.
Nah.
Or Mo. Anyway, I know that, you know, your work, and I appreciate your work and where you stand on everything. I mean, you stand really. Your convictions are very well noted, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
And They are. I love it. And it's great. But I know that you and I have spoken before, and it can be so hard on the ones, and Brenda, you can relate to this. It can be so hard. And I guess that's what part of our situation is, too. It has to be. But I learn a lot from me talking to my clients. I'm talking to them, and I do not judge. I take pride in that. I try, let me put it this way, I'm not perfect, but I come in, I don't care what the story sounds like, I really don't judge. But I do find that sometimes some people really give me back more than they ever know, that it's like I got a reading from them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Brenda, do you ever find that happening too with you?
I think it's a constant thing. I think, and the interesting thing is, and I know you ladies have experienced this, you know, when you're going through something in your life, and all of a sudden your readings will reflect that exact same thing. You'll get all these readings, it's the exact same thing. And so you're having to, like, really have a lot of insight into actually something that's happening to you as well.
Yeah, you have to go outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. Which is not at all what you feel like doing at the time.
Exactly.
I know, and also it's hard. Don't you think it's hard also to be so? I mean, I don't seek help from psychics, but everybody, I don't care if everybody knows it, but I do see a counselor, a therapist, but I'm so open to wanting to get work on myself that it's upsetting to me because I'm so eager. But the next thing you know, I'm not in denial. I guess sometimes I wish I was in denial a little bit more. Because I get more expectations of myself. I get mad because, look, I do this work, I need to get it together. So,
it is, because you think, well, wait a minute, I'm the teacher. I'm supposed to be the one with the spiritual knowledge here. I'm supposed to be the one that's together. Mm-hmm. But that's where that living in, you know, being grounded in both worlds comes in. And it's very difficult because we have to remember to stop and do for ourselves, you know, which we most of the time don't.
Right.
And then we find ourselves tired or depressed, or something happens, one of those things like Anton mentioned, things that we have to go through that are part of our plan, you know, and then we're just thrown down into the abyss again, and then we're giving a reading to somebody else, like Brenda said, about that very thing or a similar situation. But
it's
then
amazing.
That also comes back to the free will side of it, too. You know, I had to learn for real that over and over that free will is a tool, is not an implement of torture, you know, unlike we think. You know, we think we just got dropped onto the planet and said, there you go, do whatever you want, and that's your free will because you can just, you know, it's all yours now. But no.
And, you know, actually, I have something for you, Rez. Well, you know, actually, I want to say this, because we're going to be taking calls, and Rez, you do have a call up, but I want to just say quickly that when we're doing calls, we can only take the calls first. We can ask, if you want to ask a question in the chat room, we can do that if we can. We're not promising anything, but we do need to take a call first, and the number we can talk about again. But we really want you to be aware that each call will be automatically be placed on hold, and you will be answered in order to receive. So just relax, listen to the music. If you hear the music, you know you're on hold there. So we want to make sure that you're very clear. One question per person, and really direct a question would be great for us, because you can get much more from the short period of time that we have here to do readings. With that said, Rez, California, for you.
All right. One of my favorite states. Hi, California.
Hi. Could you tell me about my any energy that you see around finances and career?
Sure. What's your first name, please?
Leah.
All right. I'm shuffling the cards here real quickly. Let's see. Energy around finances and career. First of all, I'm going to ask you, what would you like to have happen?
Success.
Good answer. I want you to think of a time right now, and I give everyone homework, you should know. I want you to think of a time right now in your life when you did have success, because you haven't always been a failure or ever been a failure, now have you?
No, not at all.
Of course. So think about a time when you were successful and you felt good, and things were going well for you, and you were happy. And think of that in real time as if it were happening right now. And what you're doing is reliving that. And in reliving that, you're creating resonance with the vibration of that success. You're meeting that success eye to eye on its own level, and it will meet you right back, and you'll tune it in perfectly. Okay, now let's look at the cards. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, good. That's your assignment. I want you to do it all the time. All right, now, the cards I'm looking at for you, money and success are now. Okay, I'm seeing good news. We're seeing the World card here. This is very much about the end of a cycle, the end of a long wait, and the end of things being hung up. I'm seeing the Hanged Man card here. Doesn't mean you'll be hung, but it does mean that your finances, your situation, you felt stuck. Nothing seemed to be moving. You felt like you were trying to swim through mud. But you don't have to do that anymore. And the reason you don't have to do that anymore is because you've decided you're not going to do that anymore. I'm seeing the kind of energy around you now of movement. It's exciting, really, because I really feel like you want new things and you're interested in a new career and you're interested in increased finances. And you know what? You'll have that if you let yourself start dreaming, if you let yourself really look for and do what you want to do. Forget about the money. Forget about, you know, what it's about having enough. You have enough. You are enough. Spirit wants you to know that you are enough. And if you can be aware of that, then you'll start to see increase and you'll start to see movement. That's the energy I see around you right now, and I think that's really cool.
Great.
Yeah. So I want you to come in my chat room on psychicaccess.com and tell me what's going on later, will ya?
Sure.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rez.
That was lovely. And because you love California. Yeah. You're a lovely reader. Brenda, we have a caller for you from South Dakota.
Hi, South Dakota.
Hello.
Hey, how can I help you this evening?
I am 62. I'm getting closer to retirement, but not able to do that yet. And I'm feeling like I need a new direction. I wonder if you could help me with that.
Okay, let's take a peek. Let's see. Well, it feels like you're waiting because you need to get just a little bit more money. I'm getting the feeling that you're not quite secure enough where you want to be.
Exactly.
And I'm also feeling that, you know, in the past you had wanted to depend on a man, but I really feel that's kind of crossed. That's kind of blocked right now. I'm getting 2 years. I would have to say that you're going to have to probably take another 2 years to kind of, you know, put some more time into this work situation. Are you working right now? Because I feel that you're concerned about finance.
I am working right now, yes. Yes, we're just coming out of the three-year high salary freezes. And that's kind of put a damper on things. But, you know, we're moving upward now, so that'll help.
One of the things that I'm seeing, too, around this, and this occurs right around the end of the summer, October, November time, you know, things are going to turn in your favor, and it's even going to turn in the favor of a man around you as well. So, and then I feel, again, in 2 years, it may even be a move that will help you with this as well.
Okay, that's super.
Okay.
Any direction that I should be going, aside from the job, like metaphysics or anything along that line?
You know, you have some psychic dreams, and you also have some intuition. Sometimes you don't believe what comes to you through your feelings, but I'm getting that it's really time, especially the age that you are right now. You're in your wisdom stage to start to develop some of this. Put it down on paper. These things that come to you in images and dreams and even feelings, even if it's something small, it's time to start developing. That's what I see.
That
will lead.
Okay, well,
I'm not seeing a professional career, but I feel you could help people around you.
Okay. That sounds great, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
That was lovely. Brenda. Lady Brenda. Okay, you know, this is a deja vu. I have a caller from Wisconsin also. I think last week it was like that or something. Hi, Wisconsin. This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you? And who is this?
My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm not doing too bad.
Good.
My question for you tonight is, I'd like to know is, what do you see is in my relationship field? When will I be meeting somebody and where?
Okay, so you're right now, I'm going to ask this, you're completely without any person on your mind right now, because sometimes people, you know, are thinking about someone coming back or they've been seen. So what I'm asking you is, are you completely open, because you're completely single, completely?
Yeah.
So, okay, great. And I do ask that for my good intentional reasons, you know why, because some people say that and then they're thinking about, you know, and that's okay. Well, you know, this is the thing I'm getting. I know, you know what, it does seem like you've been on a, and this can be quite isolating, a little bit lonely, but I do see that you know, previously you've been doing your friend stuff, socializing, but you are, I can see, you're like you're a beacon light for people. People come to you for help. You know, you're the spiritual person. They're the ones, you know, you show them the way. And that can be, and it looks like it's really a deep, deep place to be spiritually, but like we talked about earlier, you need balance. And have you been feeling a bit isolated, even though it's nice to help people or be asked to because you're so wise or whatever, but it can be, I think it's, I like your energy because you're ready to go away from the spiritual part and not to be, you know, superficial and open yourself up to being in a healthy relationship. In fact, I want to tell you, I don't know what went on prior, but you've done what I call the work. I can tell you've done the work, but it's time to get out of the isolating monk in the, the hills type of feeling. I'm not saying you consciously went there, but wanted to be there. But I do see that there's something, I don't see a person, but I do see that you've been looking at something in, as far as matters of the hearts, very realistically. It's not like, there might be somebody that you might feel that you're not sure if they're interested. That's why I asked you if there was anybody on your mind. What I'm here to say is this, you're seeing very clearly, you're not hallucinating, or you're, it's not about, you know, you're seeing things that aren't really true. Whatever you're feeling about something, it's just intense. I see your energy level is going to be recharged within the next 4 weeks. Have you been alone by choice, though? I see you're not a woman that needs a man to take care of her or anything like that, but have you been, Michelle?
For long, or have I been alone for long, or?
No, you know, I just see you being able, you're very strong. You're a very strong woman. And a woman that does not have to be, you know, someone have to always be in a relationship. And I see that you're, does this sound like you? Because this is what I'm getting.
No, I am strong, and I don't have to be. But I was just asking when the next one would be.
Well, the thing of it is, I think you're heading in a process. I do see that you have an opportunity, which I would maybe stay away from, because there is somebody here that will be tempting. It's like a temptational feeling, and I do feel I'm not saying it will be a bad thing, but if you do get, I'm not sure exactly the look of this person, but I see a relationship that could be within the next 4 weeks, or an opportunity to get involved with someone that I don't think would be what you want, really. But I feel at least you're open to it. But I feel that there's, I feel after the first of the year, I do feel there's going to be a hard-earned victory. And I think it's 2013 where it's going to be the year where you're going to get into a real healthy relationship that I see will thrive. I just don't see the person. So you're moving in the right direction. And you're getting healthy, and you'll be picking good men. But there's one, the first one I'm seeing here, or situation, will be tempting. It's just temptation. But I think that it's part of what you need to go through first. And it will just be short-lived, I feel. But I think, see you heading after it's like at January and February, I see an opportunity for a really connected one, which would be a very substantial, lifelong partner feeling.
Like 2013.
Yes, which is really around the corner. It's not too far away, really. It's not too far away.
2015? That's a couple of years away.
No, it's not. No, but anyway, I just, you know, I, like I said, I just feel that I see that you might get involved with someone who won't be, I just don't see it to be that the best person for you. It's okay. But this is the process you're
going to do. In the next 4 weeks, but in the next January, February, you see something better.
No, I see a hard-earned victory where you'll attain, which a really great, you'll be connecting with somebody that is worthy and has great potential for a really good relationship, a grounded one that will last for a lifelong partner.
That's January and February. You're foreseeing.
I feel January. It's going to come. It'll be opportunity, big time. Yes. And it'll feel like a hard-earned victory because it took you a while to get there. But that's okay. You're doing fine.
Where do you foresee me meeting this person then? Or how?
I don't know. I'm not getting all that stuff because I only have a certain amount of minutes on the radio show. But I am on psychicaccess.com. I'm not able to go. I have so much information. I can't go into that because I get in trouble, all the other callers. But I'm just trying to tell you, there's a really good thing to look forward to, and things don't happen that quickly. But you've done the work on yourself, and I think you've gotten yourself really sorted out well. That you're going to 2013 will be the year for you. That will be really, it's fantastic. It's healthy. I can't really see the person right now, what they look like, or how you meet them. But I hope I helped you. But in the short period of time,
can I ask you one more question?
No, I'm only allowed to take one, but I'm sorry, because we need to go on to another caller. But you can always call psychicaccess.com or next week. Okay? Thanks, Michelle. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Riz.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. And so are you.
You have a call from Virginia.
Far out. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, this is Dee. How are you?
Hi, Dee. I'm great. I love Virginia. May I ask where in Virginia you are?
Beautiful Virginia. I have a concern. I'm trying to see how I can sum it up. We're going through a lot of changes at work, and I have a new manager. Not sure exactly. There's something going on, not sure exactly what it is. I know there's a possibility of some layoffs coming soon. Not too sure if I'm a part of it. Can you tell me what you're picking up?
Yeah, I don't feel like you're a part of the layoffs. I do see some reorganization. I do see some money being moved around. New manager means figure out how to spend money a different way, usually is what that means. And that's what it means where you are, you know. And so they have to reorganize and rearrange. This is going to calm down very fast. I know that there's an atmosphere of fear that you're in right now. Don't give in to that. Don't let it affect you. That's, you know, nothing spreads faster than bad customer service. Same thing with fear and worry and anxiety. And oh my gosh, things are changing. What's going to happen? Somebody got laid off. The rest of us might get laid off. Oh my God. You know, don't let yourself give in to that. I don't see that happening at all. I see the new manager will be good for the company, and you're going to be stable, and you're going to be there, and you are someone at your work who is generally depended upon anyway. So if it ain't broke, they're not going to try and fix it, in your case, especially. So don't worry about that, okay? You're going to have enough, because you are enough. That seems, I see a pattern forming here. You are enough. You're going to have enough. That seems to be coming up for everybody. So, you know, no problemo there. Don't go looking for another job. Don't panic. Somebody else in your family, maybe your spouse, hasn't been doing so good job-wise. Don't worry about that. Okay? Makes sense so far? So you're going to have to just hang in there and enjoy your life. What a drag.
Okay. I know, right? Well, thank you so much. I wasn't afraid. I was just a little concerned because he seems a little distant. So I wasn't too sure what to think of him. You know, he's not saying too much. So. Yeah.
Well, this is a very professional, demeanored person, so they're not going to tell you everything they know, but it's a good thing, and he's a good manager, so you're going to be okay.
I think so, too. Yeah, I know. I kind of get the feeling that he's a good person. You know, yeah. I picked up on that I think he's great. But, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Res Miranda. And we have a call for Brenda from Georgia. Is it my turn or Brenda's Georgia?
Yes. Hi, Georgia. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What can I help you with this evening?
Yes. Well, my question is, I'm going through some financial problems right now, and I kind of feel like a failure. Right now, I'm 39 weeks pregnant, and I'm still on my maternity leave, and my mortgage company just decided that they want to try to foreclose on me. And I've been trying to work with them for the last couple years and don't seem to be getting anywhere. And I just want to know, what do you feel is going to happen? Do you feel that they're going to finally work with me? Are they going to postpone my foreclosure, give me some time to get together, or do I need to start looking for a place to stay?
Okay, let's take a look. Okay. Well, you know, you have a lot of support around you as far as your friends and people who care about you, but I'm not seeing, I really feel that there is a man that's going to come in to help you. I'm not seeing that it's over yet with the whole, you know, situation with your home. There is going to be a little bit of luck that comes your way, and it could take about a month time. So expect in about 30 days some good news. I also see that a date is going to be postponed. I mean, it feels like, you know, it's going to happen, going to happen, going to happen, and then something comes in to stop it. I don't know if it's a new law, or but the vision that I have is that you get a bunch of new paperwork and a packet of paperwork that you have to, you know, redo, fill out, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
right.
I see.
Good. Yeah, because
you know,
they got me
you
scheduled
can't
for sale next month on the 4th, so I'm really freaking out, and, you know, I'm trying to call everybody to find out who can help me and stuff, you know, because attorneys are not really going to do things free and everything, so I'm just a little worried.
I know that, but I do see a man coming in, an older man that's coming in, and I feel that he's somebody, I don't see him in the position of attorney, I feel that he is somebody who is a specializes in something like this, but it almost feels like he works for either real estate or the bank itself or something like that, but you are going to get to somebody. It is going to cost you a little bit of money, not up front, but to do the modification or to change or to get caught up. There is a sacrifice of finance there. Be aware of it. However, what I do see is for that amount of money, in order to save where you're at, it looks like family and friends come together and help you. You will be surprised.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Hang in there.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Brenda. Now, for me, I'm trying to look. Okay, wait. It's coming. New Jersey. Hi, New Jersey. This is Maureen.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, New Jersey. I know your name's not New Jersey, but you're calling from New Jersey. Hi. this is Maureen. What's your name?
Hi, Maureen. My name is Dana.
Hi, Dana.
First of all, thank you so much for this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're welcome. We like doing this. And Dana, what can I help shed some light or help you with the short period of time I have? Help you with something?
I guess I've been feeling a lot of love coming from the other side. I've lost a lot, but I've gained a lot as well. So I try to look at things on a positive level. I've also been reassured by many people that I do have the ability to see beyond, and I feel that, but I guess I'm going through a period of feeling insecure about my own abilities now. Can you shed some light on that, and maybe there is some focus for me so I can grow in my own abilities.
Right. So you were here listening to what we were talking about, us girls.
Yes.
So you were able to relate to some of what we were saying then about us.
Oh my goodness,
you know, yeah, I know it's weird. People don't understand that, but you know, so you're doubting. What you're feeling is like it's normal. actually, now, your own abilities obviously are well-founded. But do you know what? I think you're getting some, it looks like there's some judgments coming from some buddies, maybe people that are in the family.
Yes.
Maybe you've always been there. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what you'll do. And that's what I feel is keeping you thinking. Because what I'm getting looking at this whole situation here is you got it going on. You're doing fine. There is an incompletion of something. I think that may have to do with whatever people's perception is. It's not fair. There's been a lot of unfair and unjust. It's like, and I know exactly what this is all about. And I'm sorry that this has happened to you, but you know, like Anton talks about, maybe these are the things that make it happen for us later that we need to go through. But it's like, you get it. It's just, you know what? Is it Dana, right? Dana?
Yes.
You have it. You know
you're
what?
So, one time, you are so sweet. You're so sweet.
No, this is your reading. You own it, but you have it going on. It's very difficult when you are who you are. And you get this the perception of what they perceive. You will take it in like a sponge. This is another part of, I think, a little bit of work you need to deal with in order to get by. Because, you know, I know it would be nice. You want approval. They should be saying this, approving you, but they won't. Whatever their issues are, really, it's their own problem. But I know it's easy for me to say. I can understand it. But there is an incompletion. You look like you are just fine. And you also don't get the credit, or you don't get the approval of the credit. And this goes with anything that you're doing in work. And it's been unfair. And then you get this news, or there's news and bad news, it feels like, and it turns out to be maybe there's gossip behind it. It's like, I know it sounds like a little silly movie or a reality.
You know what? I'm living it. And the thing is, I'm making my own progress in really not needing anybody's pat on the back but my own hand there. So I am growing, and I understand this.
Okay, and so this is the thing. If this is what you've been, and I believe you, but you know, like, I've done this too, but there's sometimes where you're just so vulnerable, or you're tired, exhausted, and you can't, you want to, but it's sometimes, and so if you're feeling the way you do, you know what I'm seeing? I don't feel I can give you any sound advice, except there's an incompletion with this. My feeling is you've been going through for 6 months a very profound time where I call rebuilding your walls, your foundation, which you have a whole new set of beliefs, values, morals. It's a big thing. You're almost through it. It's usually like a six month. It's not just a change. It's a big thing. And I see you also getting, I see you learning as a student learning, going back to learn, not like in maybe a regular conventional school, but more, getting more knowledge, and you'll be able to really take it in easily. It will come easy. To like a SpongeBob, I would say you'll be able to be like sponging in. I feel that things aren't what they appear to be. You need, this is really a trippy time for you, but it's a good time. But you won't forget it, and it'll be a little bit uncomfortable, but it'll be okay because it'll be later. You'll be wishing it. You're going to be getting so much more coming at you, and you're going to get. You have a lot more developed ability than you can even imagine. So
really. Oh.
Yeah, you just go about what you're doing. You're heading in the right direction, and you'll be fine. And try not to question yourself, or why or what. You're fine. You're it. You're it. You're fine.
Thank you so much. You're just
welcome.
Lovely. Appreciate
no,
it. Thank
it's
you.
True. Thank you. Thank you, Dana, and thank you. And come back next week. Okay. Thanks.
I will. I will. Terrific. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Okay, Rez, caller from New York. I like New York.
Oh, far out. But before we take that, you want to tell us about the contest again? Because I forgot.
Oh, you forgot, and so now you want. Okay, no, I would like to tell you. I would like to tell people the contest because Doug and also Anton remind me. I'd like to mention to everybody to go to psychicbloggers.com and leave a nice comment, and I repeat nice, for today's story. So discover your divine destiny with divine living. And the winner will be announced next Thursday. And just to remind you, this will be open all week long at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Wednesday morning. It'll be no longer available, this contest. I suggest you do it because the winners will be notified, and it's to get these books. I mean, come on. You can't get any better than that. Okay? Did I say that right?
Beautiful.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. New York.
New York. New York for you.
Who's from New York?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I guess I have more like a complicated question, or maybe it's just like everyone else's. I am in this education program studying to be a teacher. I've been in it since 2010, and every time, like, I take a class, I just feel like something doesn't quite fit with me. Like everyone else fits in, but I don't quite fit in, and I, like, keep doubting my ability to be a teacher. I'm just a little confused in this, and I just wanted to get some help as to whether I'm going in the right direction.
Oh, you're definitely going in the right direction. I'll tell you something. You have a gift and a calling to be a teacher. Do you feel that you're called to teach?
I do, but I also don't feel that all of there seems to be all the classes I'm taking seem to make teaching super complicated, and I just want to remove all the complications out of it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, yeah. All right, teaching is something that you are meant to do. I'll say that. It's one thing. We're not all meant to do just one thing. But that is definitely a calling for you. And the conflict is coming in because there is, first of all, on the classroom end of it, on the learning end of it, now you're the student, not the teacher. And so you're being asked to follow rules and to learn methodology and curriculum and processes that are all very regimented. And that's not your personality. That's where the conflict comes in. You have the soul of an artist. And what that means for you is that what you're going to have to do to be successful in your schooling right now is to do what they expect of you. It's hard, yes. It's a challenge, yes. But learn the material. Take the test. You know what they want from you. Deliver that. Because the wonderful thing that's going to happen after that, once you graduate, is that you're going to then have more freedom to add your own style to teaching, to find your teaching niche, whether it's art, whether it's English, whether it's in the humanities, anything of social things, history, anything like that. You're going to bring your flavor and your style and your soul to that. But you can't do that while you're in school, and that's where the conflict is. So I think that if you think about it as time well spent anyway, because this, if you were to quit this the next year and a half or 2 years, it's going to pass anyway. So you might as well go through it.
I'm sorry, what's going to pass?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said if I were quit, it was going to pass. What is going to pass?
Time will pass anyway.
Oh, okay.
No matter what you do with it. So I think that you're going to be more successful than you know. Do what they want you to do. I mean, you know what they want you to do. It's not who you are, but you'll get a chance to add who you are when you have the qualifications to go out there and be a teacher. And you're just going to be so successful at that. I see you as the kind of teacher that people remember, that has an impact on the lives of the children and the young people that she teaches. You know, that's the kind of person you want to be. One of those history-making teachers, you know, that changes mm-hmm. lives. And you'll get a chance to do that and to fulfill that calling if you let yourself put up with the what seems like a place you don't belong. And it's true, you don't really. But we all have to go through some kind of schooling to get to be able to practice our calling with any kind of credibility. You know, so it's difficult. It really is. You know, we all have lessons to learn, whether it's in an actual classroom or a university or a school of hard knocks or a school of life or certifications that we have to take tests for that are really hard, like me in numbers. Oh, my God. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. But I did it, and I'm proud that I did it, and you will be too. And you'll have
that credibility to go on and be the person you can say, I am qualified to change your life and affect your life and add to your education and help you be the person you want to be because I'm qualified and because I can and because I love you. And that's really what it's all about for you, isn't it? You love the people that you teach and that you're going to teach. And so you have to go through this little bit to get there. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm also just thinking a friend of mine suggested that I go to the Board of Education and ask them if I'm already qualified to teach something and maybe get the rest of the courses done elsewhere, not where I am now, just to, you know, just to sort of, so I don't have to deal with the school that I'm dealing with. Do you think I should do that?
Well, I'm not seeing that it would be any easier if you did do that. I think it's just a matter of getting through it a day at a time instead of looking at it like something, this big thing you have to do. Just finish one day at a time. I don't think it would change much if you did that.
You know? Okay.
I really think that you're going to get something out of it that you're not seeing yet. And you'll find your niche in teaching later on. Later on, you know?
Okay, well, thank you. It's been very helpful.
I'm so glad. Please let me know how you're doing, will ya?
Okay, thank you.
Bless you, thank you.
Very nice, Res Miranda. I, from what I understand, we have one more caller. No, yeah.
And I am ready.
And Brenda's ready. I'm sorry, Brenda. Two more. Never mind. Brenda's ready for the other. I don't know where they're calling from, but Brenda, you have a caller.
Hi there. Where are you from?
Hold on. Say hello.
New York. It's from New York. Okay, New York.
Hey, New hello? York. What can I do for you?
Hi, yes. Oh, my name's Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi. We couldn't hear on the computer, so we called in.
Okay.
I guess I just have a question in regards to my life. I kind of feel a little lost and overwhelmed and not really sure if I'm headed in the right direction or what direction to head in. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
Okay. So what is your question? What is your first step that you should take? That type of a thing?
Yeah, I'm headed into school for special education. I'm going to start teaching this, student teaching this fall. And I'm feeling like I'm not sure. I'm feeling a lack of confidence and I guess beginning to question on whether or not I would become a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's the right, you know, the right place for me.
Okay. Well, I feel it's important to remember what drew you to it in the first place and not to get caught up with, you know, oh my gosh, I'm almost ready to jump into this. What if I can't be good at it? Blah, blah, blah. There was something that drew you into this in the first place. And I believe by looking in here that it will be your special gift. But I also believe that it is a career, it's a stepping stone in your career. It may not be the whole picture. You do have talent with people, and you have a special talent in teaching. But I'm seeing it really on a one-to-one basis, so you have, I see in the future, I don't know if this is what you'll be doing in your job, but I do see that you'll have one-to-one cases. I feel that that's your individual talent. I don't see any huge classroom. I'm also seeing that this is going to lead to a very unique understanding of special education to the point where you might even be motivated to perhaps write about it or pursue some kind of almost radical ideas on how to improve teaching and things like that. So it's important to examine why you got into it in the first place. And it's going to come in waves. I mean, because you're feeling kind of like a boat without a rudder right now, right? You're kind of floating around going,
yeah.
I don't know, what direction do I go in? You have to stick to the plan. You have to stick to the plan because there is something that led you to this, and your journey's not finished.
Yeah, something did lead me to it. Actually, not being in school is what led me to it. And I actually became friends with a girl who had cerebral palsy. So it encouraged me to pursue that. And now that I'm in it, and I'm in my last semester for my master's. Now that I'm in it, I'm going to be student teaching. I guess I'm getting nervous, and I'm going to be teaching in a big classroom. And I've always had the idea of teaching in a small classroom, more not necessarily one on one, but in a smaller group, and more on the other end, like not so much like regular ed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right now, I'm just stressed because of that, and I have to find a new place to live, and just a whole bunch of things are just coming down on me at once. And so
you gotta take them one by one.
I'm sorry, what?
You have to take it one by one. The first thing that I see is the position, the teaching position that will be offered to you. Then after that, I do see it looks like it's a little bit a ways down the road. When do you graduate? When do you finish?
I graduate in December.
Mm-hmm.
This December, but I plan on going back and getting an add-on for mass certification in 4-8.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so my certification now will be in elementary ed.
Okay.
So, and I'm not sure if I want to stay in elementary ed. After observations and stuff through grad school, I thought maybe I might want to do middle school. I wasn't sure there either.
You have to follow your instincts. I don't see you with the little ones. I see you with teenagers.
Okay.
I see you with teenagers, and I'm also seeing that you're, as far as the move, it's a couple months away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. I mean, my roommate's moving out October 1st, and ideally I'd like to move out around the same time because I can't afford the place on my own. So, finding a place and all that takes time. So, and seeing you with teenagers kind of confirms, adding my math cert on and doing that.
Well, there's one part of this is going to be a real big money maker, and it might be the math and math tutoring. That's always going to be something that could even take you through the summer.
I just applied for a tutoring position.
There you go.
So I hope that works out then.
Stick to the
plan,
honey.
You've been very helpful, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. That was lovely. You girls are lovely.
Welcome.
I really appreciate it. I love having Rez on, and I loved having, I love all the girls and the boys. We miss you. If you ever hear this on the archive, we miss you. Okay. Boys, we miss you. But that comes, I really want to thank Anton. He's in the chat again. Anton and Doug, I want to thank you for keeping us on track. Sometimes it can be hard for us to stay on track, but he keeps us in line. And next week's show is going to be anchored by Bobby, who's not here, but he will be back next week. And he's going to be interviewing a man called Bill Bean, and it's called The Dark Forces. And it's about the Bean family. The Bean family, who was terrorized by ghosts and entities for years in their home. It's going to be a really thrilling show. It's not a negative bad. Yeah, Rez, I think you'll be really interested in hear about. I think you might even know. You know who he is. But so that's our next week's show, anchored by Bobby. So I'd like to say goodnight to everybody, and thanks to Anton. Thank you for everybody coming in to chat and listen to the archives. And girls, take it away.
Bye-bye.
Night, everyone. Blessings. Namaste, Brenda, Maureen, and Doug. Thank you.
Blessed be, everybody.
Hello. My name is Rez Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.